It amazes me how many website owners don't seem to really care about the performance of their website. They say it should generate return on investment, but they do nothing to make that happen. They launch their website and then they walk away. Part of the problem is that they think generating a return on investment is about driving more traffic to the site. In truth, more traffic is a sign of good marketing, not about the success of the website. Where you see a return on investment from a website is in the conversion rate. How many of those people who hit your website go on to convert? But people don't seem to invest in optimizing their conversion rate. According to Adobe, over half of organizations invest less than 5% of their marketing budget in optimization. To be honest, this doesn't really surprise me. Optimization is not what most marketeers think about. It's not in their DNA. Until digital, the cost of optimization had always been too high to carry out in any serious form. Instead, marketeers would throw ever more people, hoping that some part of that would convert. This kind of mass media mindset is something I encountered not long ago. We were working for a national UK charity to form their digital strategy. As part of that work, we discovered that their conversion rate on their website was less than 0.5%. This was not surprising when you looked at their website. Calls to action were poor and the donation process was painful. While we were helping to form their digital strategy, they were also running a massive marketing campaign. They seemed to run two or three of these a year, and the cost ran into the millions. Each campaign encouraged people to visit the website, the same website that had that terrible conversion rate. We recommended that they took some of that marketing budget and spent it on optimizing their conversion rate. We were confident, based on previous charity work that we'd done, that we could at least double the conversion rate to 1%. Unfortunately, we met considerable resistance. The culture of continual big marketing campaigns was so deep-rooted that it was hard to change their thinking. In the end, we turned to cold, hard numbers, and we looked at two possible scenarios. One, the website remained unchanged. The charity continued driving traffic through their national TV and press advertising. Two, they stopped their current round of campaigns and instead invested some of that money in optimization and managed to increase the conversion rate to 1%. Now, in this scenario, no extra traffic would be driven from the campaigns. Instead, the traffic rates would be maintained at about their default level. We calculated that a 0.5% increase in the conversion rate would generate almost $3 million in additional revenue, and that's without any increase in traffic beyond the default levels. To generate the same amount of revenue with the existing website and their big campaigns would involve an extra 33 million visitors going to the website, and that just wasn't going to happen no matter how good their campaign was. The numbers were clear. Investing in improving their conversion rate was far better than driving more traffic to a failing website. What happened next was interesting. They congratulated us on our analysis and completely agreed with our recommendations. The board gave the head of digital a mandate to make sweeping changes. It really was a victory. I came out of that meeting absolutely elated, except that nothing changed. Intellectually, they agreed with what we were saying, but were unable to shake their old mindset. They were unable to change the way they'd always worked. So what about your organization? Are you serious about optimizing your site, or are you too stuck in your ways to do anything about it? Is usability testing, split testing, and design optimization a nice idea in principle, or are you going to make it happen in practice? Are you going to sit back and accept the status quo, or are you going to fight like hell to bring about change? At the end of the day, it's your choice, and you have to make it.